evening. It's good to be back in the House floor.
Yes,
amen.
Bless the Lord.
You know, we know without a shadow of a doubt, God is still with us.
Yes.
Amen.
He didn't give us a certain number to be there. He said just bring two or three together in His name.
That's right.
I'm glad we don't have to have that certain number. I tell you what, I believe without a shadow of a doubt, hey, I've been there just by myself and God's been there.
Yes,
and I tell you what, the Spirit of God come down, is blessed, God. And I'll tell you what, tonight, He's just been so good, and I appreciate them songs, appreciate the singers tonight. I appreciate anybody who's willing to let glorify our Heavenly Father.
That's right, brother.
We live in a time right now that seems like everywhere we turn, the people wants to bicker and gripe about something.
Yes.
You know something tonight? I'm glad at one thing. I can raise my hands. I can go into Walmart, raise my hands.
Yes.
Raise my hands. And give God the glory tonight. I'm glad we still live in a country that's still able to stand up and proclaim the name of Jesus. I'm glad that one thing, we still can be able to carry our Bibles under our arms. I'm still glad that we still got God-fearing people out there that's out in this world today. I still proclaim in the name of Jesus. But most of all, I'm glad Jesus is still in this land. Saving people.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, right now, people say, well, hey, it seems like America's going down. I'm going to tell you something. If it wasn't for the praying people today, America went down a long time ago.
Right.
And I believe truly that God's people are the glue that still holds America together.
Amen.
And I still believe in an almighty prayer that it is a fervent prayer of a righteous man, Bell's blood. I still believe with all my heart that Christian people can still change America.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. They say, well, we got to do this and that and everything else. I'm going to tell you something. God still burned His word. If my people which are called by my name, I shall humble themselves and pray. He said, I will hear. And He said, I will heal. And He said, I will do what I said I do. And I believe God is able tonight to bring America back.
Amen.
And bring it to be a great nation again.
Yes.
But you know something? We His people now. That's us. You're going to have to get down and begin to seek and pray.
Amen.
I tell you what, some of you may not know me, but I've been raised in the old-fashioned way. I still believe in the old time power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
I believe that every man, every woman, every child has to go by the cross. I don't believe you're going to go down there and sign a little book. Hey, throw the preacher a couple $100 and he writes your name down, you're going to heaven. I don't believe that. I believe one thing. That you still got the convicted power of God sent over having to be saved as I roam. I still believe in that almighty power. I still believe in that old time shouting.
Yes.
I still believe in that old time handshaking. I still believe in God. And God is able to take care of us.
Right.
If we're just trusting Him. I tell you what, we got churches out here in this day and time. I'm just letting everything go, but I'm going to tell you something. God said the word of God, it was not so in the beginning, it's not so today. But God said it's sin, it's sin.
Right.
I just point blank. People don't like that kind of preaching. Hey, you say, friend, if you stay around long enough, you'll find out we're not a popular group.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm not on people's fan list. You won't find me on the fattest places in the world. You won't see me in the biggest talk shows. But I'll tell you where you'll find me. And just in an old-fashioned church.
Hey,
serving an old-fashioned God. And raising my hand and praising an old-fashioned God.
Amen.
I didn't get in for popularity. I didn't even get in it. I didn't even want to get in it. But I'm going to get in it. But I'm going to come in tonight. I'll tell you, it's been a blessing this week to be down here with Brother Tim. I was planning on coming down here anyway. I was hoping to come and hear Melvin Sitchum, which I've never seen personally. I always took him to be a 6'6", 400-pound man the way he sounded on the radio. But they tell me he's not that big of a man. He talks big. But I'd sure like to meet him. I really would have. I maybe one time or somewhere down my lifetime, I'll get to meet him. Either let me tell you something. If I don't, I'll get to see him on the other side. And I'm glad of that. Most of all, I'm glad to hear he's doing better. I mean, it's been a privilege to come down this week. You know something today? While I was out working around, hey, Brother Tim, you know, I was sitting there, and I've been trying to not take a lunch. You know, I get an hour lunch, but I've been trying to, I just push it aside, and I've been telling them boys, if you'll kind of let me work the lunch, I'll get out of there maybe 4 o'clock, and I could be down here with you. Well, you know what? Guess what? The old devil didn't work that way. He didn't want it that way tonight. You see, I worked through lunch, I mean, I was going to get to leave it for. I mean, we had a young lady there, kind of got sick. I had to stay. That's all right. You know, the brother was one of the guys I work with lost, and he come to me and said, Johnny, he said, I hate to see you miss church tonight. I said, I'm not going to miss church. I've already told the pastor down there, when I get there, I'll get there. He said, he'll hold the ground. I said, you know something? He said, you okay? He said, I hate to see you go in late. I said, don't you worry about that. I said, I'm fine with it. You see, I had peace about me today. I have settled peace today. I'm knowing that my God is able to take care of me. And he's able to get me down here tonight. I've not been 2 minutes late. It's better be late than ever. I just want to give God praise, and he's able. I gave you this week to be with him. I had you us today to get to know you us. And hoping one of these days to meet you on the other side. If I never get to see you again. I'm glad one thing. I bet our spirit bears one today. I'm glad one thing. I bet God is able to take care of us. How we can come into God's house tonight. Yeah, there's a lot of games going on. There's a lot of things in this world happening. But we seem to be here in the house of God. I can lift up holy hands and praise his holy name. I can entertain some friends. I'm glad I'm serving God today. I'm not praying in any way in hell. I'm glad I'm on the winning side. I'm glad I'm on God's side tonight. And let me tell you, I'm going to be looking forward one day. I hope I get to be that one. I can open the door when God kisses the devil out.
Amen.
He's picked on me enough. I guess I can pick on him one time.
Amen.
But I'm glad. I'm glad today. And Brother Tim, on the way down here, I began to pray to God. I said, God, you know what we need of tonight.
Amen.
I said, Lord, you know what to send tonight.
Praise God.
I said, I'm glad I serve a God that's able to look down. I'm not, but I'm glad I got a God that looks down and sees our heart tonight.
Oh, yes. That's right.
You know something? Praise God tonight. I'll tell you what, I got to come down here.
Praise God.
And I said, God, just show me what you need tonight.
Oh,
what we need tonight. But you know something? I'm going to get nothing settled down on my heart. And I said, well, God, if you don't want me to preach tonight, I said, you're going to give me a able to stand, and what can I do?
Come on, brother.
Listen to me. I'm a little bit high. My voice is still weak, but I'm all right. Just bear with me.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Amen.
I said, God, what would you want me to do tonight?
Bless
you, Lord. You know, some God can get to do something. He can get to show me something. He said, let me just show you a little bit.
Bless his heart.
Praise God.
Praise the name of Jesus. He said, listen to me. He said, where has everybody else ever done?
Praise the Lord.
I said, we've always stood, Lord. He said, that's right.
Lord.
You see, tonight I might not preach a message tonight, but I'll have to do this. I'll have to tell you a little bit how God's been good.
I'll
have to tell you a little bit how God's been good. He's been so good to us. I did sing that song. I've got so much to be thankful for tonight. I just say, don't you realize one thing? Oh, by the blessed word of God, I believe old David said it best. He said, I was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, or nor his seed begging for bread. I will tell you something, friend, tonight. If you're true born again by the grace of God, you can raise your hands and say, God, thank God. I want to tell you, I just a little bit And neither do I. Whether they pay some friend, and God fed us, and more than he ever thought he would. But he gave us full course meals, and sometimes he even blessed us, and that we can go down to a restaurant and pay for a better meal.
Yes.
Even though it ain't good, and the wife provides. And the king, oh, he's called us in his glory. He's called this naked body, and which was full of sin. He's called us with all his glory, and we're most of all. He saved us, and from the devil's hand.
Yes.
You see, God is able and to do all things. And but most of all, the most blessed thing of it all, he has reached down and took care of us. Once had been disciple. Once had been stubborn sometimes. But let me tell you, he has still been so good to us.
Yes,
even though we deserve not to be in this world. And sometimes we deserve not to be in his holy presence. And sometimes we do not deserve the goodness that God's gave us. He is so good. To us just a minute. I'm going the Word of God.
Yeah.
And I see where he is. I reached down and took us. I looked back so many times. I don't remember one part of my life. I was down there reading the Bible.
On,
and you know these Bible said that the people came back down and started seeking for Jesus.
Right.
And either looked at him and looked and said, you don't seek me.
Yeah.
You only come to me because you were still in the bed.
Yeah.
And you don't seek me. I am not seeking God. And for what he can do for me, I'm not seeking after God. And for what I can get out of it,
yeah,
I'm seeking because I love him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You see,
thank you.
When God saved my soul, oh yeah, I was saved for what he done for me. But let me tell you something, friend. I'm going to tell you something. As a child growing up, I remember a certain teacher in my years. I began to be an English teacher. And I remember one time she'd come to us all. And she said, over the weekend, want you to write a 100 essay. Just a 100 word essay. She said, that won't take you too long. It won't burn up much of your Saturday. I want you to write down what is love. I want you think about that tonight. If we could all sit down just a moment. The Bible says what? If we could all sit down just a moment and begin to write how much God's love is and how much God loves us. The Bible said what? That this old world would hold the books. We'd have to start over day by day. But I want you to think about this just a minute. Why do you love God tonight? Are you loving him because he keeps blessing you? Do you love him because he keeps taking care of you? Or do you have a one relationship with him? How do you love him with all your heart?
Yes,
you don't suffer tonight. I know about this. I come in and say, Lord, get over there and show me. I want you to be my list. And the Bible says over in Psalm of Solomon, he said that he went out in the streets and began to seek his lover.
Yes.
I began to seek that one that he loved. And God, I want you to think about this. I've been on many days. And then my wife was dating. You know, I wanted to find out everything about her. I wanted to know what made her happy.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what made her joyful. I loved to hear her laugh. I loved to see her smile. You know, I saw her through the things. I could see what I could do. And see most of all how I could gain her heart. And you know, stand by your God. And are we seeking out our lover today?
Yeah.
And the lover of God. And the lover of man. A lover of children in God's holiness today.
Amen.
Are we really seeking out the love of God and how much he loves us? I'm going to tell you something, friend. You says this in the Word of God. No greater love than this. Than a man lay his life down for a friend. I want you to think about this just a minute. Over there in the Word of God, I believe it's in the Old Testament. He said, my friend, how I love thee that give towards with me. You know over there, he told Judas, my friend, what you do, do it quickly. You see, we know know without a shout of hand. I let Judas betray God. Jesus, but he loved him. I'm going to tell you something, friend. There was love there that night up on that Calvary's hill. When he set forth his hand, I'm going to tell you something. And you think about this just a minute. How much God loves you tonight. How much did he love you? I'm going to tell you how in this morning, friend. One example of the Bible says over in the Old Testament that God released one angel. And the Bible says when he released that one angel, it said thousands they fell before that angel. Let me tell you something. What did the Bible say that God, Jesus himself, had stand waiting? He said he had legions. He had mighty ones. If God would have called out and say, Father, take me off this cross and send forth your angels, they wouldn't have been a world today.
That's right.
You see, your Father loved you so much that he had a Father's love go forth in the form of his Son. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. I love you with all my heart. Don't get hurt at me when I tell you.
Come on, bro.
I have a son and daughter that I will not give up for you.
Amen.
Why? Because I love them.
Yes.
I would die for my children.
Yes.
I would die for them in a heartbeat.
Yes. Yes.
Because why? There's a love for them children in my heart. Sometimes they don't understand it, what I mean. But I learned to find out. I always thought mom and dad was mean too.
Yes.
But I figured out they loved me. They loved me.
Right, brother.
You see, God loved you so much.
Yes.
That he says in what in the Word of God that the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are one.
Right.
You mean they think alike, they act alike. They're three different things. But they are so accord. They have one mind. They have one heart. They have one matter. It is one. That's all it is. You see, these three are one. They are so tightly together. They're so bonded together. They seem as one. But you know something? That God Father up there they had a heart big enough that we was yet sinners in this world. That he sent his own begotten Son. That his Son would have that same heart. And through that Holy Spirit, it would bear witness to us how wonderful God's love is.
Amen.
That what? That we begin to cry, Abba Father.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
How wonderful the gift of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You see, I told the church one time, I said I would love to hit the rewind button, go back to that classroom once again, when that teacher handed me that paper, and know what I know now.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
They throw me out of school.
Amen, brother.
But you know something? I can't rewind it. I can't go back.
Amen.
I can't do nothing. You see, what I've done yesterday is gone. It's made a record in heaven. And after that, I can keep on going.
Amen.
But I can only go back so far. You see? You don't understand. Listen to me.
Wow.
You don't listen to me. Listen to me. You see, when you go back to that day, how many here remembers the day, the month, the day, and the year you got saved?
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
If you don't, you better find it.
Right.
Because let me tell you something, that's a precious day.
Amen. Amen.
That is a precious day.
Yes,
amen.
Yes. Amen.
See, God loves you so much.
Amen.
God loves you so much tonight. That as I was about to go in the Word of God, I began to think back. How much did God love me that in the book of Genesis he reads where he walked with man.
Right.
That's how much he loved us. We go over to Exodus and we begin to read how much did God love us. He brought forth a deliverer for his children. And we go on a little further and we begin to read how much did God love us. And he handed us down the law that we may walk therein. And learn that we are trespassers of that law. We could go on down a little further and you see where he said that man will be what? He said David was a man after my own heart. He said, I promise you this, if you're willing to seek me in Proverbs and seek me with all your heart, you'll be found to me. I can tell you something tonight. We truly believe that we can have a heart like God. That we truly give. I'd be in a time and place that we may have to stand alone. But let me tell you something, friend. When we stand alone with God, we're not really alone. Because we have God. Said, I'll never forsake you, never leave you. I'll be with there. I guess all the problems of hell this world, that God is still visible, undefeated, and still cannot be beat down. I'm just with one man standing against all the bells, and he is still able to slaughter them all.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
You see, I learned in the Word of God, if you go on a little further, that if you stand with God, you've got all the strength in the world to be able to stand as Samson did. You'll be able to do what? Persuade the devil and show him that you are able to stand. He said in the Word of God, Ephesians, that you take on the whole armor of God. He said, take that shield of faith, that you may quench the fiery darts of there. But he said also, have your seat part in the resurrection of God, that you're able to stand and done all to stand. He didn't say crawl. He didn't say get down. But he said stand. I freely believe that my God is able to make me stand. I'm just the devil and his devices. And he said what? He said if you get in them battle stands and ready to face the devil and begin to rid his hill, he said what? He will flee. I tell you what? Only power of the devil's not over you. It's what power you're willing to hand him. Hey, don't give a place for the devil. Hey, when you get to lock all the doors and begin to plug all the holes, the devil can't get in. I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said, and it told us over in the Word of God, and then he said over there in the book of Daniel, and that I've learned one thing. As long as I'm still standing with God, and as long as I'm in the presence of his people, and when the devil holds it up and gives us a face away, he said, one to walk will stand, but two will face thousands. I will tell you something, friend. Oh, CMS had that being gold, and they stood up for God. You see the church today, and through the Word of God, and through his obedience, we are ahead. And let me tell you something, friend. Hey, when we're in the midst of all of it, we can still walk through the fire. That's the word. My God said, you'll go through it with me. I know when they're shouting out, there'll be days, and when I feel like I can't pray, there'll be days when the devil, I seem like he's on my shoulders, and he's beating me down. But I know without a shout of doubt, even though Daniel did too, after 21 days, God picked him back up and stood him back up. I know without a shout of doubt, I don't know this world may not listen to me, and it may not be what I'm trying to think it to do. But I know without a shout of doubt, that there's new people before me, like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel, but they still stood up and raised the battle flag. Even though they didn't listen to us, I'll still keep on preaching. I'll keep on saying, hey, why would I want to delay? And the cause of Jeremiah saying, it's like a fire in my heart. And yet, could I shut up about it? I had to still proclaim in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You see, I can go on and on.
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
Glory. But see, now, I know without a shout of doubt, these men stood with terms. These men stood against great numbers.
Yes, they did.
And these men stood by themselves.
Yes.
But you know something now?
I can go into Matthew. And Brother Tim, I can tell how a sweet swollen baby came in this world.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
And I can begin to tell her about the blessings of God and how wonderful He has been. And I can begin to tell them how the power of God is so great.
Yes.
And so able to do all things.
Amen, brother.
Then I go back to where God said in the world, God has enabled me to what? To preach the word of God. He said what? Hey, he said go out and preach to them. Good tidings and a great joy. I will be something. Tonight we can do this. I with all raised up hands and praising God. That we have now received the salvation of Jesus Christ. I came down from above. We don't have to worry about that coming Lord. We don't have to worry about now. I'm going to sleep at night. We don't have to worry about everything that's going on around us. Because why? Our God said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, don't you worry about the things around you. Don't you fret and what's going on. He said, this world will fall away. But he said, well, I will be real. And I will stand fast. I am still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I am still on the throne. And nobody's coming down. I am still able to save. I am still able to deliver. I am still able to reach down and lift above. All you have to do is stay faithful.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes. But you know what? I also look in the New Testament and read where even some of them said what? I go back a fish.
That's right.
That's right. You said we're going to keep all of them.
Yeah.
We do our best to keep them. Damn, it's hard to keep them in church anymore. There's so much going on.
That's right. Praise God.
I'm going to tell you something. You know, I might not like it.
Come on, brother.
But I will tell you. When I grew up, I didn't stay home, sleep all day, and watch TV all day and play video games. I didn't have that.
That's
right. My mama told me, and my daddy told me, when you get to that age, you can work, you'll work.
Yes.
I said, what age is that? When they pulled up a chair to the sink and I stood up in it to wash dishes.
Amen.
Yeah.
By the sweat of your brow, you'll eat.
That's right.
You know what? If people done what I'd done back in the days, I said, preacher, you ain't that old, I'm 47. But I remember getting out of school, I hauled hay, I cut tobacco,
yes.
I hauled corn, let me tell you something, I hauled rock, I piled rock, cut wood, stacked it, split it, and done it all summer long.
Yes.
And then when I got back in school, hey, when the tobacco come in, I went down there, stripped it down, packed it up, and went on.
Yes.
And boy, I tell you what, I thought it was high heaven, getting $20-$25 a time. That was good. But you know something, we're dealing in the day and time where everything is fast food, fast cars, fast internet, fast phones. Man, we can sit now. Let me tell you something. We can sit right now on a phone, sit anywhere we want to, look at Facebook, internet, and do a job. And everything else.
That's right.
You can be another state and turn your lights on, turn your cool air down, lock your doors on your car.
Yeah.
But go on there if you've got Siri and ask you this. Siri, how do you get saved? See what it tells you.
Amen.
We say, now listen to me. You might not like that. That's true. Our kids today. If electricity went out, if electricity went out, it would be the end of time. anywhere. We had that bad storm. In 8 days, without electricity. My kids come in and say, Dad, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I said, I'll show you what we're going to do. We took the old grill out. Now it's water winter. And we cooked breakfast. We cooked dinner. We cooked supper on it.
Amen.
They thought that was the best time in the world.
Amen.
We stole cream and everything else. But you know what I'm trying to say is this. We're living in a day and time they left God out.
That's right.
Amen. That's
right.
You see, God is still the conquering God.
Amen.
And He'll get His blessings. He'll get His pride. And friend, what I'm trying to leave you tonight is this. Revival may end tonight. I believe it will because I've cleared my heart tonight. My heart's been clear all day. But He don't. Because I walk out that door and get in a car and leave, that means, well, revival's over. No. Mm-hmm. Revival can keep on going.
Amen.
Revival can keep on.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I'm coming to an end right here.
Bless His heart.
Listen to me.
Praise God.
When Jesus said, I'll go, I'll send the comfort.
That's right.
Yes. And let me tell you something, I've been in some services this year, last year. I feel like it was a pen off. I told our church during revival, and I've had the Spirit here all week. I believe people's got touched.
Yeah.
I believe people's grown closer.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
But you know something? I believe there's more.
Amen.
I don't believe there's more.
Amen.
You see, I don't believe we've come to that full growth of Christ.
Amen.
I know I haven't.
Amen.
I know without a shadow of doubt, I still have room to move up.
Yes.
I still have room to see. I'm still learning more and more every day. And as long as I'm still on this earth, I want to keep learning more. I keep on to search things out. I begin to, I pray, God, help me.
Praise God.
To get these things.
Yes.
And the more we seek after it, the more we thirst after it, and the more we hungry after it, God said what? I'll fill you.
Amen.
Yes, He did.
Because He said, I'd come to feed my sheep.
Yes.
Tonight, as you stand at your feet, God loves you tonight.
That's right.
With all His heart.
Amen.
With all His heart tonight. And that's what revival's been this week. And we have seen people move, and we have seen people come to the altar. But I always like to give another altar call.
Amen, brother.
While we're down here on this earth, God said, you will not go without trials.
That's right.
He said, while you're down on this earth, you'll find in places of your life, it will be a desert. Yeah. There'll be mornings you'll get up, you won't feel like a Christian.
Amen.
That's right.
Him, I got up a couple of years ago and I said, I'm not going this morning. I'm staying home. My wife said, you're the pastor you've got to go. You see, even me, and Tim, you be honest, we know there's days we look at God and say, God, I'm not doing no good.
Yeah.
Why should I go down and waste my breath?
That's right.
God help me.
Yes.
But you know some God said, listen, that He didn't help me either. But He said, I win anyway.
That's right.
And now that's what God wants us to do. You see, God didn't tell us to run into Christianity. You see, God, anybody out in this world can act like a Christian. You can put the t-shirts on, put the bumper stickers on, and you can even have that little thing that everybody gets mad about, honk if you love Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something, that don't make a Christian.
That's right.
That don't make a Christian.
That's right.
I'll tell you what makes one. Is one that's been truly, absolutely, positively, without any doubt, when they came and gave their heart to God.
Right.
I don't believe in a bubblegum religion.
Yes.
I worry about someone comes up here chewing their gum, gets up, still chewing and walks back and never says a word. The Bible says a word, the word of God, that what? If I confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus shall believe in thy heart, God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Right. And it says what? With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you turn around, let me tell you something like this. Look at my girl, my wife, and I, and naughty honey, if I'm right. We had a young girl come to the altar a couple months ago. She come up here and got saved. And let me tell you something. She made the hair on the back of my neck stand up when she testified of God. She testified how much God. And she said, "I missed it the first time, but praise God, I didn't miss it this time."
Amen. Yes.
You can see the evidence.
That's right.
You know without a shout out, they're born again.
Yes.
Amen.
But I wonder how many have come through our lives that came up here and made a worldly sorrow confession instead of a godly confession.
Amen, brother.
But you know, God knows.
Yes.
He said, "Me, you'll be called, you'll be chosen."
Yes, he did.
I'm glad for the faithful.
Me too.
And I'm glad tonight to be here with you this week. And God bless you. But I will say this. If you're here tonight, the devil's been beating on you and giving you a hard time. If seem like everything's going wrong, and you feel like you just can't find a hold of God, then I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing to be afraid about.
That's right.
We've all been through them valleys.
Yes.
And sometimes them valleys are hard.
Yes, they are, brother.
They're hard.
Oh,
you know why God brings us through that valley? I like to look over in the book of Moses, where God said to Moses, when he began to run out of Egypt. Friend, I want you to think about this. Moses was in the king's palace.
Yes, he was.
Moses acted like the king's family. Moses wore the king's apparel. Mm-hmm. Moses was served by king's servants.
Mm-hmm.
And filth, Moses smelled like the family of the king. What God did to him, he brought him through a desert time.
Yes.
To do what? First thing, to strip the king from him.
Right.
The second thing, to strip him of the worldly smell.
Amen.
Third thing, he brought him through the desert to do, to show him that he was a diamond in the rut to break him apart.
Yes.
To begin to mold him in the way he wanted.
Yes.
And that the fifth thing he done for him is what? He changed his life and his appearance.
Amen.
You see, we go through these valleys because we still got a little bit on us. And God's got to work on us a little bit. That's why we need to come to God and say, "God, I'm going through a hard time. You said you never put nothing on me that I ain't able to bear. But Lord, as I go through this, help me to see what I'm going through."
Amen.
That I may learn of this. So tonight I'm going to ask you, as a Christian people, if you need to pray, would you come and pray? Would you like to step out and say, "God, I'm going through a hard time. I want you to show me what you're doing.
Yeah.
Help me through this." He says in the Word of God, "Search me and know my heart. Try me and see if there be anything within me." Friend, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes we need to go and do a little searching.
Yes.
You know, it don't bother us a bit to go pay the doctors $300 or $400 to do an exam on us.
Try.
To see if everything's all right. What we got the great fear of? Let me tell you something. If I know everybody's heart here, what would you be your greatest fear? If I get cancer or not.
Yes.
So I like to go to the doctor and make sure everything's all right. But I'm going to tell you something. There is something worse than cancer.
That's right.
And it's called sin.
Yeah,
it's called sin.
Amen.
And as long as you let it go, it will eat at you.
That's right.
And your desire of your happiness. You see, it does the same thing as cancer does.
Right.
It sucks the life out of your soul.
Amen.
And friend, tonight, God loves you. So I'm going to ask you, just a moment, if you feel like coming out and praying tonight, would you come? Would you come tonight?